two cranes have been found dead in recent weeks in a marsh in Alabama. Officials at the International Crane Foundation near Baraboo say one of the birds had been shot. Lab testing is still being done on the carcass of the second whooper. The foundation's Barry Hartup says it's another blow to the effort to establish a migrating and reproducing flock of whooping cranes in the eastern U.S. Hartup says one of the birds that recently died was an adult male that had partnered with a female crane.
And that pair produced a chick last summer that survived for a couple of weeks before disappearing, and we were hoping for great things from that pair in the coming years.
The two crane deaths in Alabama come 2 months after three cranes were shot in Georgia, so Hartup says the coalition working on the Whooping Crane Eastern Partnership may ramp up efforts to educate hunters in the whooping crane flyway. But he says the shooters of the birds were not blasting away by accident.
We recognize that these were not cases of mistaken identity. Nobody has come forward that this was an accidental shooting. This is very likely the work of poachers or somebody with a grudge against, who knows, endangered species or some other issue.
So Hartup says the partnership may try to pair hunter education and anti-poaching efforts. There are rewards of more than $20,000 for information about the crane deaths in Alabama and Georgia that leads to arrests of the bird killers. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.